It remains one of the most baffling cases in Australian criminal history. One minute, a sweet little boy was playing in his backyard wearing his favourite Spider-Man costume. The next, he was gone without a trace, taken from the quiet cul-de-sac at Kendall near Port Macquarie in New South Wales. And for the first time, Carly Tyrrell speaks about the disappearance of her son, William, who vanished from his foster grandmother's home back in September 2014. It's on Sunday night, a special investigation into the disappearance of William Tyrrell. It's been one of those things that's been well talked about. Lovely Mel Doyle from Sunday Night. Very good morning to you, Mel.
Hey, Matt. Good morning to you.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. This is going to be a fascinating story. I'm looking forward to watching it on Sunday night. What can you tell us about it?
Thank you. Look, it's exactly as you said. There's been so much mystery, hasn't there? It's gone on for 3.5 years, and it was one of those cases, because we didn't hear from any parents early on, I think that triggered a wave of rumours, and because of suppression orders placed on both the foster family and the biological family, we weren't able to hear from them. Therefore, people, you know, there was rumours, there was innuendo, there's just been so much mystery surrounding this case. So finally, Carly Tyrrell, who was William's biological mother, is able to speak. And look, the anguish, you know, you can only imagine. Here is this young woman, this mother, who has essentially lost her little boy twice. She's just pleading with the public. I think the main thing we have to remember is this little boy is still missing and we need to find him. So we get the chance to sit down with her, how she's been feeling, what she's been going through, what she thinks happened, where she thinks he might be. He would be turning 7 in June, and it's one of those moments in time that we have to keep the pressure on. We have to keep reminding people whatever information you might have.
So in regards to this particular case, has there been any new developments at all?
There's a lot of information the police have. A lot of it we're not able to reveal. And we're also very mindful of our responsibility that, you know, the last thing the police want to do is give anything away that could jeopardise their investigation or could hinder when they do have a suspect and questioning is underway. So it's one of those things. There's been a lot of theories thrown about. There's been names thrown about. There's been all sorts of things. But essentially, it seems as though William has just vanished without a trace. Absolutely, from this really quiet, lovely part of the central New South Wales coast, and just gone. And it's just such a mystery.
It certainly is. $1 million reward is still on offer too, I believe.
It is. And I think people need to remember that, you know, it's never too late to come forward with information. And every little bit can add up. You think of situations, for example, like Daniel Morcombe, where, you know, his killer was finally arrested with information that came forward quite a number of years after young Daniel first went missing. So, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late for somebody to trigger and think, oh, gosh, hang on, what about this or what about that? Or often people hear things are spoken. So I think that's the role of us as a media organisation, as all of us in the media, is to just keep that pressure on, keep reminding people this beautiful little boy, this little three-year-old in the Spider-Man suit is still missing. And we have to find him. And this is his biological mum's chance to finally do that plea and give what information that she knows and suspects, and hopefully can lead to somebody knowing something and finding him.
For Sunday night's special investigation, the disappearance of William Tyrrell, and it's on this coming Sunday night, a milestone 10th season for Sunday night. It's a fantastic show. I'm looking forward to watching it. 8:45 on Prime 7 on Sunday. Melissa, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, lovely to talk to you, Matt. And you have a good day.
You too, Mel. Thank you very much. Mel Doyle.